Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. We are Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit Mornings on this Thursday. I'm Bruce McGregor at home, and in Rome, it's...
Hey, Chris McGregor. Ken, I'm gonna have you say goodbye to Mike, okay?
Oh, okay.
Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Bruce.
Hello, Brother Mike.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. These radio people are always on. You walk by Chris, bam, you might be on the radio.
Everybody was teasing me yesterday because they saw me walking around with the phone attached to my ear.
Well, Mike, how's it going? I mean, this is your first trip to Assisi as well, isn't it?
Oh, it's mind-blowing, especially after Rome, which is very much a metropolis and a lot of hustle and bustle and a lot of noise, as you heard when you were talking to me about the audience and the catacombs. And you come to Assisi and suddenly you find yourself just immersed in quiet. It's a very peaceful place. It's a placid place, and they do make a lot of that. There's a lot of emphasis on peace in the town. The views are breathtaking. There's a lot of green here, and we're way up on the hill. I guess we're going to take a hike. A few of the more macho guys here are going to take a hike pretty high up, even higher than we are now. Look at even more of the green. But it is a very, very peaceful place, and I think that here a lot of folks are feeling the serenity they need after a hectic run through Rome over several days, and just to reflect on the last few days and all that they've seen, because you really feel like you're on overload when you're getting millennia of history thrown at you, and all of the development of Western art is being, you know, processed by your brain and by your eyes and music and food. You know, all of these wonderful things you just experience in such intensity while you're in Rome. And then you come here and you can kind of sit back and contemplate what just happened. And not only that, but look around you and see what's here. And here you're in the presence of the great saints, Francis and Claire and all of their companions. I guess it's mind-blowing, Bruce, but it's in a different way.
Yeah, well, Chris had said, too, that it was very emotional for her. She got up to the third floor on her hotel and looked out the window, and the streets are rather narrow. She goes, I could just about jump over to the cathedral where...
people drive a little more sanely here, so you're safe walking on those narrow streets.
Well, that's great. Mike, we really want to thank you so much for the time and energy that you put into talking to us and our listeners, especially about the saints. And it just seems so very appropriate that you would be on this pilgrimage in Rome and Assisi, where the saints just abound.
Well, you helped make the pilgrimage a lot more recollected for me, because you were asking me the hard questions and making me look around even more than I was, and making me look inward even more than I was. And that's made the pilgrimage much more of a pilgrimage for me, and I can pass that on to others, I think. As I said, every day when we talk, it's remarkable to be in Italy. It's always remarkable to be on KVSS and be there with your listeners. So it's an honor, and I'm grateful to you, Bruce, for making the phone calls.
Well, Mike, thanks so much. I mean, all of us have benefited from all of the hard work and study that you've done over the years, and going through the series on the Mass on the early Christians, and like I say, all the wonderful insight on these saints that you've brought home to us. So seems very appropriate that the pilgrimage would wrap up in some place a little more quiet, a little more sedate, and a little more serene, like Assisi. And on behalf of all of our listeners, we just want to wish you the most peaceful and wonderful conclusion to this pilgrimage, and that God will really speak to you here in these final hours.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what they say on Passover, next year in Jerusalem.
Yeah. Mike, thanks so much.
Sure.